Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Ross Nielsen. You've tuned in to Killer Tunes right here on 95.7 The Wolf FM. I feel like I've been away from you forever because of my rambling ways. I know I've been with you every Saturday, but it still feels like a long time. Kicking today's show off with Jake Chisholm, title track from his new album, No More Sorrow.
24 hours, 7 days a week, just so I can come home and kiss your cheek. I love you in the morning, and I love you at noon. I love you in the night, and take you to the moon. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough?
That's the fabulous Thunderbirds right there, of course. Kim Wilson and the legendary Jimmy Vaughn on guitar. What a band out of Austin, Texas, I do believe. If I'm not mistaken, that's Tough Enough. I remember that tune from the Much Music Machine when I was a little kid. It's one of the things I remember, like one of the first videos I recall, strangely enough, and still an amazing song. I love that tune. All right, so we started today's show off with a number by a friend of mine named Jake Chisholm. Jake is a guitar player, songwriter, and singer out of Ontario, and he just put out another album. It's called No More Sorrow. It's a really groovy album, kind of like a mix of Black Keys and the Meters. Jake's doing some good singing and some real killer guitar playing. I love the riffage that he's pulling out on this new album. Check it out. It just came out, again, called No More Sorrow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? I just got back not too long ago. I mentioned my rambling ways in the intro to the show, and although I'm broadcasting the show weekly, I have been pre-taping because I've been traveling like a mofo all over the place. I was out on the road for a month with Matt Anderson as he launched his recent album, Honest Man, and we flew into Victoria, Vancouver Island, and then we toured our butts all the way back across. The boys dipped down in the United States of America for a few shows, and I didn't go, not because I can't get into the States, because I can, but for business reasons, i.e. monetary reasons. I'll hook up with the boys again when they rip through Quebec, Montreal, and Ottawa. But that's what I've been up to the past month, just cruising around and selling merch for Matt. And it's been a real good trip, had some really good times, kind of perpetual motion. You know, we were basically in a town for about 12 hours, and then when the bus would roll out in the middle of the night onto the next town. It was very rock and roll. But also probably not as glorious and glamorous as you think. It's basically imagine camping with eight dudes on a motorhome sort of bus, except less luxurious than a motorhome. That's pretty much what it's like. We did have Wi-Fi, though, so that was luxurious. Real good time. Mr. Donovan Woods was opening up, a songwriter from Toronto. Everyone really did a great job. The whole tour has been kick-ass, and you should make sure you get out and check them out when you can. They both have new albums out. Donovan's is called Hard Settled Ain't Troubled, or something like that, and Matt's is called Honest Man, and really, really killer live show from both of them. Donovan's a very amusing storyteller, and Matt has just a smoking band with him now, just doing some really cool R&B, sort of blues rock, whatever you want to call it. It's good, is what I call it. That's what I call it, good music. One of mine, I think I had a total of 3 days off, maybe 2 days off the whole tour. And one of the days off, I was very lucky that it fell on the same night that Jason Isbell played in Toronto at the Danforth Music Hall. And you folks know I love me some Jason Isbell. And so I scrounged up some tickets through some rock and roll avenues and went to the show. Old Steve Mariner from Monkey Junk and I rented a car and went into town. And a really awesome surprise, Shovels and Rope is on the tour with them. You guys know I play them on the show. You guys know I love them as well. They were great, fantastic, played some new material, played some old material. And then Jason came out and just destroyed. It was everything I wanted it to be. It was so amazing. Great venue for it, too. Every fourth or fifth song, he would come down to the front of the stage and just melt faces with an amazing guitar solo. It was so understated and subtle and just all around amazing and really great to see him and Amanda performing together, his wife Amanda Shires. To see them performing together was really cool, too. I always say there's only one thing better than seeing two people who are in love performing music together, and that's seeing two people who hate each other perform music together. You'll get no more fiery passion or performance out of two people who hate each other. And so the two people who love each other are second only to that. Anyway, I picked up an album from Shovels and Rope at the merch booth there, and it's an album of covers called Busted Jukebox Volume 1 that they put out not too long ago, and I picked it up on vinyl, came with one of those handy-dandy download cards, you know, the kind I'm speaking about, and I've been listening to it. It's fantastic, some amazing covers on there, and I want to play you one right now. This is Neil Young's song from the amazing album Harvest Moon. This song is called Unknown Legend. This is Shovels and Rope with Shaky Graves. Check this out. Fantastic.
She used to work in a diner. Never saw a woman look finer. Small town, we'll never put her roots down. Daddy always kept moving, so she did too. Well, somewhere on the desert highway, she rides. Yeah. does your mother tell you things? Long, long when I'm gone, who you talking to? She telling you I'm gone. It's a great mistake when I'm wide awake. Driving's rained out, weatherman with fingers in the sky, pokes it out, pulls it in, don't know why. It's the same mistake, it's been a long time running, it's been a long time coming, it's well worth the wait. Just on trails, we haven't seen a thing, we still don't know where it is. It's a safe mistake. Against my friends, and you'll get left out in the cold. Oh, oh. It's the same mistake. It's been a
song that needs no introduction if you're a Canadian fan of music. That is The Tragically Hip with A Long Time Running off their amazing third album, Road Apples. I love that song. It is probably my favorite Tragically Hip song ever. I actually spent whatever year that came out, I'm going to say grade 10, maybe-ish, grade 11. I saw them on that tour in Fredericton at the Aiken Center, and I actually spent the majority of my time, air quotes people, studying in my room, listening to that album and learning all the guitar parts on it. It was such an amazing, amazing, amazing record for me when it came out, and I think for anyone who's into Canadian rock, it is it's one of those flagship kind of moments in Canadian rock history, indie rock history, whatever you want to call it. It's just full of great songs. Really incredible stuff. We're going to go out. We're nearing the end of the top half of the show, and I'm going to keep going with some of that amazing Canadian rock. This is another band that blazed a trail for Canadian rockers everywhere. 5440 out of the West Coast. I recently had a moment in Toronto. Maybe I told this before. I don't know. I can't keep track of it all, folks. I'm drinking wine. I'm going to tell it again, even if I told it before. I recently was in Toronto at the first of the year. I was having dinner with some friends and drinks with some friends. And these friends are, you know, they're old, and so they know the people in the rock and roll scene from the fat days of the music industry. And lo and behold, who comes to join us? First, it's a couple other dudes who, I don't know who they were. And then who plops down right beside me? Neil Osborne from 5440. And I was doing everything I could to maintain my coolness. He was a big influence on me. He rocked hard, and I saw him a couple times when I was a kid. Always loved the band, had some amazing songs. He's an amazing songwriter. I'm not exaggerating, folks. Killer songwriter. And we're going to go out today, the first half of the show, on one of my favorite 5440 tunes. And I could play a whole show of 5440. Maybe I will someday. But this is an amazing song called Baby Ran. I hope you enjoy rocking out to this one for a little bit.
I'm
Welcome to the second half of the show, everybody. This is Ross Nielsen. You're listening to Killer Tunes right here on 95.7 The Wolf FM, coming at you out of Fredericton, New Brunswick, kicking off the second half of the show with little Amy Winehouse for you. Check this out.
Meet you downstairs.
Unmistakable funkiness of the Dab Kings right there, backing up Miss Winehouse. You know, I mentioned earlier I was on the road with Matt Anderson selling some merchandise and whatnot. And, you know, when you're on the road, you got to kill time. And that's just, you know, you sleep when you can, you eat when you can, you poop when you can. No pooping on the bus, people. That's, you don't poop where you eat. So you take the opportunities when they arise. And one of the things I did to kill time, when occasionally I'll find a treadmill and do a little running, I threw on the documentary Amy that's on Netflix. Man, if you haven't seen it, check it out. Oh my Lord, what a heartbreaking, heartbreaking thing to watch. Such a talented woman, and so severely, severely troubled. I don't even like to use the word troubled. You know, she just, She had a pile of issues, man, from eating disorders to drug abuse. Just, oh, man. And, you know, to me, it looked like a lot of the source of all that was just like, you know, I almost said shitty. I don't think I can say that on there. But just like terrible dudes in her life. Like, you know, deadbeat dad, like drug addict boyfriend who just used her for, you know, access to that and more. And just terrible, terrible men in her life. And man, did she ever pay the price. But she made some incredible music in the meantime. And what a treat to be able to go back and listen to that stuff now. That is a Mark Ronson produced album with the Dap Kings, Sharon Jones band out of New York. And it's hard to beat that kind of funky stuff with such an amazing, amazing vocal presence over the top. All right, we're going to keep going on with the funky stuff and New York Tide theme. I'm going to go ahead and play a tune off of Matt Anderson's newest album. It's called Honest Man. It's a great album produced by Commissioner Gordon. The guy's legendary, did the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, had a deal with Motown. He grew up in the Bronx during the invention of hip-hop. Literally, I'm not exaggerating, people. Literally was there when hip-hop was invented. This is a cat and a half, man. He made a really cool album with Matt, and it's been a real treat seeing these songs come to life live on the stage every night when we're traveling. And I'm going to pop this tune here for you. This is called Let's Get Back. I hope you enjoy this one.
Close our eyes and pretend that we
How about that? That's pretty cool. Cool sound for Matt, and you know, vocals up front and heavy duty. You know, everyone in the Maritimes know, and well beyond in Canada now, I've seen the proof and the bums in the seats and all these big venues he's been playing. What a singer, man. You know, it's I've known him for a long time, but seeing it live every night and hearing it live, it's really incredible. It truly is. The voice is supernatural. It's not, you know, there's the word unparalleled comes to mind. I don't know who else is singing like that in this part of the country, or any part of the country for that matter. Destined for greatness, and it's been a real cottage industry build for his career. He's got an amazing team behind him now, and it was really neat to be that close to see this kind of growth in an artist, and the people who are behind him pulling the strings and pushing and pulling and making things happen for him. But at the end of the day, when it all comes down to the crunch, it's still him on stage with his band delivering every night. And ultimately, that is what has and will continue to make him a huge star. Very, very proud of our East Coast legend and friend, Matt Anderson. He's had a myriad of bass players on this tour. You know, it's not easy keeping a band on the go. And when you're traveling and you're in the States and Canada, sometimes you got to push and pull and switch people out and do this and that to whatever, make it work. And I'm gonna do a tune here. This next tune is Colin James tune. I'm going to play this tune because one of the bass players is Steve Peltier, who currently, I think, plays bass for Colin. Saw him at Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival last fall. Real great show, and he's a real sweetheart of a guy. This is off National Steel, my all-time favorite Colin James album, and this is a cover of my all-time favorite Sanger. This song is called These Arms of Mine, of course, an Otis Redding cover, sang beautifully by Mr. Colin James.
These arms of mine, they are lonely. Lonely and feeling blue. These arms of mine, they are yearning. Yeah, yearning. From wanting you and if you would let them hold you, how grateful I will. These arms of a man, they are burning, burning from wanting you. These arms of a man, they are wanting, wanting one to hold you and if you would let them hold you, let them hold you. Grateful I would be.
Mm-hmm.
come on, baby. Yeah, just be my woman. Be my friend. Yeah, come on, come on. Come back to me, baby. Yeah, yeah. And how grateful, grateful I would be.
The one and only Otis Redding, the greatest soul singer of all times, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes I flip-flop when I listen to Ray Charles and I think, oh, Ray Charles is the greatest, but I don't know, man, there's just something about Otis that is so unique and intense. It's undeniable. What a passionate, powerful singer, man. And of course, you know, Booker and you know, Duck Dunn and Steve Cropper, those guys backing him up, that Memphis horns, like, come on, does it get any better than that for a band? No wonder. You know, it's one thing to be a great, amazing singer, it's another to have a brilliant band backing you up and getting it done all night long. I just what a machine they were in Stax at the time. Man, we somehow have snuck to the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ross Nielsen. If you're just tuning in, you're a little late. Thanks for being you know, here at all, though. This is Killer Tunes you're listening to. We come out at you out of Fredericton, New Brunswick. If you don't know where that is, punch it into your Google Maps or your iMap thing and see where I'm at. We're up there on Bishop's Drive, shooting out all over the airwaves in Fredericton on 95.7 FM and worldwide on 957thewolf.ca. You can find me every Saturday here at 1 o'clock and Sundays at 4, and of course at rossnielsen.com and the Wolf website all the time, people. You can just dial that up and have a listen whenever you please. If you had an episode that you really loved, you know, listen to it over and over again. Maybe you love the 80s episode. Maybe you loved my Christmas episode. Perhaps you love the Valentine's episode. Whatever your desire, it's all there for you. You can listen as many times as you want. There is no limit to your listening pleasure here on Killer Tunes, ladies and gentlemen. No limit at all. Okay, so, you know, as per usual, I've had a good time. Today I got off the whiskey. I went off the bourbon, you know. I wanted to switch it up, so I've been enjoying a delicious Pinot Noir, ladies and gentlemen. Today's show is brought to you by a red wine, and I'd tell you the name, but those people don't pay me. I can tell you it's from New Zealand, and that is quite tasty, and I got it down at the train station liquor store, and boy, oh boy, am I enjoying that. A little grape juice to get the old juices flowing for the radio atmosphere. Once again, good times here on the show. I've got some really great shows coming up for you. I go back out on the road here shortly with Matt and the boys, but I do have some of my own shows coming up. I'm going to be opening for Monkey Junk, great Ottawa band, Juno Award winners. We're going to be at the Black Sheep Inn. I believe it is their 8th anniversary as a band. It will be there March 26th and a matinee on the 27th. That's Easter weekend. Holy moly, do I have a wicked show program for that weekend. Oh my goodness, you got to tune in. And I'll be opening there. And finally, after many, many years of trying to play the Black Sheep, I have to thank Monkey Junk for inviting me to open these shows. I'm looking forward to that. And then I'll be in Picton, Ontario on the 30th at the Acoustic Grill. My old friends Steve Pertell and his beautiful wife Jenny. I look forward to seeing those guys and eating one of the most delicious burgers you'll find anywhere. And then on the 31st, I'm going to go into Toronto and hang out with my good buddy, Sean Donaldson, who I've been seeing music concerts with for nearly 20 years now, if you can believe that. Holy moly. And we're going to see David Gilmour at the ACC. I'm more than stoked. He's like a bucket list item for me, ladies and gentlemen. Some of the finest guitar playing and tone on earth ever. The next day, I go into Peterborough to play Gilmour Street house concert. Wonderful people. I'm very privileged to be able to go back there and entertain those folks. I look forward to the hang as well. And on April 2nd, I go back to the Branch Restaurant in Kentville, Ontario. I got to tell you, they make barbecue there, and it is some good, as we say here on the East Coast. I like to eat the brisket, you know what I'm saying? I look forward to going back there and stuffing myself and then trying to play a show for the fine folks of the Kempville and Ottawa area. I hope to see you folks out at one of those shows. These are really fine places that I've got playing booked for this tour. I really, really enjoy it. And catch a show while you can. You never know when I'll be back. And then by the time I hit back to Fredericktown, I'll be actually doing a hometown show on April 6th at Corked Wine Bar. Well, I believe that one's sold out, though, so, you know, do what you can. PEI, Charlottetown area, doing a house concert on April 8th. April the 8th, everybody. And then I've got two whole days off to get my poop in order when I rejoin the Matt Anderson tour. We wipe through the Maritimes and kick butt and take names. That's going to be a good week of shows from the 11th to the 16th. He's doing two shows in Fredericton, St. John, Moncton, and two in Halifax. So get yourself one of them shows, some tickets, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be an awesome time. Speaking of awesome times, so we did Massey Hall on this tour. I say we, but all I did was sell T-shirts in the basement. What a legendary place. Such a cool vibe. So cool to be in a building like that. You got to figure every great musician in the history of music, contemporary music, has played in that place. Like, you know, legendary performance hall. And it was a thrill to be able to roam the back halls. And Maddie brought Steve Hill in from Montreal to sit in for a couple tunes. What a beast that guy is. I'll tell you, he knows how to play the guitar real good. It was beautiful. They did a tune by themselves, and then they all just like hoarded up for a couple tunes and just ripped as they are wont to do. So I'm going to go out on a tune from Steve's brand new album. He has a new album called Solo Recordings Volume 3. Now, you're going to hear this tune, and you're not going to get why it's called Solo Recordings. I'm going to spoil it for you. Spoiler alert, people. Spoiler alert. these tunes that I'm going to play. This is a couple of old Robert Johnson numbers, Rolling and Tumbling and Stop Breaking Down, that Steve's been playing since birth, basically. It sounds like there's a three-piece band. That's all Steve playing all that stuff at the same time. It's insane to watch. My back is sore just thinking about it, and my bad knee gets all worked up when I listen to this song. It's amazing, folks, that one guy is doing all this stuff, and just a real ripping version of Rolling and Tumbling. I hope you enjoy this. I'm going to see you next week. It's Easter weekend. I've got a special show program for you. Please tune in. And until then, be good to each other, love one another. This is Ross Nielsen signing off on Killer Tunes. We'll see you in a week.
Well, I'm rolling and tumbling. I climb the moon and low. River was whiskey, and I wasn't.